Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Field.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and on the line with us this morning, Brewers play-by-play man, Jeff Lavering. Hey, Level.
Hey, good morning, guys. A little dreary today, but everything will be perfect inside the ballpark, of course.
Yeah, let me ask you about this. So, again, another like snake bit inning for the crew. It happened to be the first on Tuesday night. Let me play, and you probably heard it, but manager Pat Murphy talking about the availability of Wade Miley after took that shot off the knee and other guys who are hurt. Yelich on the IL.
Oh, I think we got to look tomorrow. We'll see where it's at. And again, I believe in the baseball gods, and the baseball gods are not going to tear this team apart anymore.
So to whom and in what way do you pray to the baseball gods?
Well, if you're in a slump, right, you put all your bats in a circle and then light some stuff on fire, and you hope you wake up the bats. Well, the Brewers' bats have been pretty good. Just feels like everything that the Padres have hit, whether it's been hard hit or not hard hit, they just find holes in the Brewers' defense. It's just kind of the way it's been for the last couple of days. I haven't seen two pitchers get smoked with comebackers from the same guy in the same game. I don't think ever. That happened. Manny Machado got Wade Miley in the first, and then Elvis Peguero a couple innings later. Just kind of snake bit right now. Going through some stuff. It's early, and he'd rather have the stuff happen early. But hopefully today's the day that some of those line drives fall, and the Brewers are the ones putting up that big inning.
And we anticipated Christian Yelich to go on the IL, and now he has. What's your take on that? Should we be biting our nails, concerned about this, or no?
Well, I think it's good that it's early and that it didn't get worse, right? So he was sitting on the bench and trying to get himself healthy again, and some of the meds were kicking in. And at the same time, it never got worse. So if he can mitigate this and he's on the minimum for 10 days on the injured list, then he's going to be just fine. The unfortunate part is that he was hitting the ball so well and playing at a high level defensively to start the season for the first 10 ball games. So you hate to see somebody who's rolling like that and have to push pause and have to try and restart at some point. But Christian will be back. I know he will. And he knows he's going to be back, and the club needs him. He's a big loss in the middle of that order. But he'll be all right, and it's glad that it's now and not later.
Talking with Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering on Brewers 360 this morning. Yeah, the thing about that I don't like either, Levo, is that when a guy has a nagging thing that's come up time and time again, I don't know how that's not in your head all the time, how you're not in the box thinking about it. You're on the base paths thinking about it. You're out there in left field thinking about it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's always going to be there, but it's like anything else. You know, knee issues or if you've got a shoulder issue, it's always going to be there. I think the Brewers have done such a good job with him over the last couple of years, especially last season, of getting him treatment, getting him work before ball game, making sure that he's ready to go to compete on a day in and day out basis. He knows what he needs to do to get himself ready for a ball game, and day games after night games, and the schedule has been really weird, especially early. They didn't play a night game for a week. Maybe that had something to do with it, but he'll be fine. He knows how to get around this stuff, and it's something that he's had over the course of his career, even going back to his Marlins days. He'll be fine. He just needs a little bit of a break.
Hey, that light in the fire thing around the bats, have you actually seen that? Is that for real?
Oh, yeah, I've done it.
I believe you.
Yeah. Actually, we did a dry ice bomb when I was in college around our metal bats, which didn't make a lot of sense. But we were having a tough time in college, and we lined them all up in circles. And a couple of guys put their gloves in it, too, because they were having a tough time, and had a dry ice bomb in a milk carton. And then we ended up scoring 10 runs that next day.
All right. See? So some sort of offering needs to be made in that clubhouse.
A snake, maybe some rum, something.
Yeah. Joe Boo's rum.
We need a live chicken. We're dealing with a lot of stuff here.
A lot of stuff here. Right. Candlesticks. Candlesticks make a nice place. Maybe a place setting. Find out where they're registered. Thanks, Level.
You got it. Talk to you next week.